We were starting to head toward the basement. Our ears started popping, and my husband ran to the basement, and he never runs to the basement. We heard some loud noises, and next thing we know, the deck stuff's all turned over, and there's hail and water everywhere. When we came out, we found the street flooded and limbs down.
The hail was popping off of our car, and it was so loud when you're in that metal and it's hitting. It had to be at best golf ball size, but it doesn't take much to get some dents in the car, and certainly a lot of people will be seeing cracks in their windshield. We watched it as it became rain-wrapped. The tornado had been up and down. We know that it caused damage. We saw power flashes and power lines cracking off because of the wind. Very heavy rains. It was an intense situation.
All right, talk about intense. When you see that funnel cloud bearing down, it has to be one of those moments. Where do I go next? If you don't have a place to bail out to, like a storm shelter. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. What you just listened to there, people surviving some wicked tornadoes hitting Kansas really badly, Oklahoma, Illinois, and Iowa. One person was killed at a trailer park in Oklahoma. They especially get hit hard if a tornado rips through there because it's easy to toss around the trailers, let's face it. So, roofs of homes, down power lines, trees falling all over the place, looking like a garnish from up above on a plate. That's how weird it is when you see it, when you see the pictures that come from the air. 26 tornadoes is what they think happened in the states that I just mentioned altogether. Because remember, you have this phenomenon of a tornado that will hopscotch all over the place, sometimes a big funnel, and then it moves to the right quickly or jumps over to a couple of streets, depending on what kind of an area it hits. So the biggest thing was the fact that it just tears up everything in its sight. So lots of roofs went down, branches from trees, all the things that you normally would see when this kind of thing happens. And it's very eerie, and I know I've said this many times as somebody who's been through a tornado, seen it right afterwards. It's very strange, the quiet. It's like a freight train that comes through and then calm. Nothing. You hear nothing. Except for people occasionally digging themselves out or something that falls down. And you'll look at a street, especially if it hits a suburb, where all the houses are fine, one part of the block, and the rest is just torn to shreds. Doesn't even look like houses were there. It's especially wild for people to see this. This is what people always talk about, is you think of the weight of the tractor trailers, and tractor trailers, multiple tractor trailers overturned. You think of that part of the country, the belly of the Midwest, where you have a lot of trucking that goes on, where trucks are round the clock, right? So Interstate 40, especially, very heavy for that. So in Shawnee, Oklahoma, shut down parts of that highway in both directions because there was just too much debris, and tractor trailers was part of it. You had several of them that had whipped over and were covering a very, very big part of that highway.
As there's part of this, like all the news websites out there have footage of all this now.
But it's crazy.
I mean, the mile-wide tornado crossing
nuts.
The highway,
yeah.
And then baseball-sized hail.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that, baseball-sized hail, and how much damage that can do to not only cars, but, I mean, houses that can go through anything. And it was pretty insane over the weekend, especially today.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And as Matt says, crossing the highway, and it's like earlier in the week, the Texas tornado where it crossed the water twice. It crossed the river twice in Granbury. And wild to see that because then boats went flying. And very similar in a different way as it's crossing the road, hitting those tractor trailers and the baseball-sized hail, like Matt says. The hail is a crazy thing. I've had two cars damaged by hail, but not baseball-sized hail. It was golf ball-sized hail once, which was unbelievable, the dents that it left. And then the other time is almost like pea-size kind of hail. But baseball-size hail, I would imagine all the windows in the cars would be smashed. And the dents would be just that much bigger, just completely total cars. Whereas if it's pea size or even golf ball size, you're dented all over the place, and the lots will sell them cheaper.
That's how you get a deal on a car.
That's right. That's how you get a deal on a car. And if you know somebody in the auto industry, if you know somebody who's a mechanic and they know how to bang them out, depending on how badly it is, that can be a great deal. But it can also be deadly when you try to get them out. My one car, it was brand new too. It was an Acura. I got a good deal on an Acura, and it was a month old. And that car, I want to say it was $2,500 worth of damage on it from the pea size hail. So hail really is a serious thing. Whenever any weather person says hail, then I'm making sure I batten the hatches. But the clouds, the funnel clouds, is what's so scary, since there still is not a lot of warning for that. You know, maybe 10 minutes, maybe a little more if you're lucky. If you have super good weather people, I know we busted on the weather people a couple of weeks ago. I got a lot of mail from weather people. I got mail from three weather people I know. So someone was listening to America Tonight. But the more that they can try to predict that, of course, then they block all your shows, but they're telling you what they look.
When we were talking about weather people, we were saying the difference versus like a Phoenix, San Diego weather person and someone in the Midwest who's dealing with things like this.
Serious weather, yeah. Where they have to know weather patterns. They can read clouds. They can read when cold air hits warm air and where it's coming up from and all of that kind of thing. That's where being a meteorologist really comes in handy in the Midwest. And, you know, you can throw in Missouri. We have lots of listeners in the great state of Missouri, and flooding is always such an issue there. And they had heavy, heavy rain. So they had hail and wind gusts, and they even were talking about possible tornadoes there. And the flooding is inevitable in so many parts of Missouri, because that's the other part of this. How much rain did you get? How much of that rain came down? Hey, coming up in this hour of America Tonight, we are going to check the mailbag. Some of you did talk about the weather. Some of you also talked about the weather in Washington, meaning the politics and whether or not these scandals would bring down Obama, or would his approval ratings hold, and does he skate through his second term? Of course, we have a long way to go through that second term, so there are many things that could happen in between. I think the big question is, are we getting real answers? Are we getting the straight scoop? As I say this, I know some of you are laughing. And this isn't even hardcore conservatives. There are plenty of Democrats that think this is bogus, too, whether it's the IRS thing or the AP deal. And even Benghazi, as you start to read more about who's zooming who on Benghazi, this could have all been avoided. To me, I think that's what I pull out of the Benghazi deal, is how that could have been avoided. And wouldn't it have been great if, geez, I know we're getting smashed by the budget, but here we are in Libya, and we've got this ambassador who's begging for security. Can't we just beef it up a little bit? That would have been number one on the list. Couldn't they have done that before any of this other stuff happened? All right, stay with us here on America Tonight, because we are headed to our pal, Matt Cover, to talk about some things you'll be interested in next in our weekly re-rack.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Going down a dirty inner city side road, I plotted.
Certainly what a day it's been for scandals, possible scandals, and who knows what heads will roll as a result of that. I'm really pleased to welcome our next guest, Matt Cover, with us. He's one of the guys behind, he's one of the senior staff members for Rare. If you go to rare.us, you'll know what I'm talking about. I love it. The idea is Rare, red is the center. Matt, thanks for popping on the show. We appreciate the time.
Hey, Kim, thanks for having me.
Kate, it's Kate, but that's okay. Everybody thinks of Kim Delaney, I know. No relation, but she overshadows certainly the name. Rare, tell me about Rare and why you guys got together and started Rare.
Yeah, so Rare is a what we like to call a social content hub, and what it is, what we're trying to do is kind of curate and surface all the different content from around the internet that is of interest to you know, right of center folks, whether they're, you know, libertarians or conservatives or, you know, just kind of right leaning. Republican-leaning independents, we kind of want to find, we want it to be the place where you come to find the content that you're looking for. So we've got, you know, we try to have a mix of all sorts of stuff. We don't narrow it down to, you know, pigeonhole ourselves with one policy or another.
Yeah. At the top, if somebody goes there now, it's interesting, you're mixing up different headlines. You put some tweets, you have a tweet from Priebus, of course, from the Republican Party, obviously, the head of the Republican Party, saying, what's amazing is at Barack Obama, still wasn't prepared for that AP question this morning. How big does that AP story rank when we talk about going after phone records and whatnot? In 20, they looked at 20 different offices and are going through cell phone records and everything else. How bad does this look on the administration?
If an administration's had a worst week, or a week that's worse than this, I can't think of it. I mean, you have Benghazi, you have this IRS business, and then now this, where the Justice Department is apparently tapping the phones, both personal and professional, of these Associated Press reporters. I mean, it's chilling stuff. And it's not that they're alleging that the reporters are doing anything wrong. I believe they're trying to track down leakers in the White House, but they're doing it by spying on the press, which is just really, it's really kind of shocking stuff.
Yeah, and as somebody, you covered The Hill for 4 or 5 years, you know, that's a no-no, isn't it, to step into that territory to go after the journalists?
Oh, wow. Yeah, and the way they were doing it, they were monitoring the AP has a wire, a line, that runs right out of the House press gallery, and apparently the feds were wiretapping it. So they were there in Congress spying on reporters, doing their jobs, exercising their First Amendment right to freedom of the press.
Yeah, and what's going to be the justification for this? You know, good luck with trying to say what would be behind that. And then, of course, mentioning the IRS scandal, and you have a link to it on your website, too. I think that this is what's interesting, and you talk about this, is what did the president know? When did he know it? Because the White House lawyer knew about it in April. To me, that's the super big part of this. Instead of with the shocked look, I can't believe this, I think that's pretty big if they were aware of this, don't you?
No, it is. It's and again, the administration first said, when the story broke last week on Friday that this was just low level staffers. It was these people in Cincinnati who were engaged in this kind of political, really just persecution of these nonprofit groups. Now, of course, it comes out that no, higher ups at the IRS did know, and in fact, we found out later today that the IRS director knew. Not sure if he knew before he testified under oath to Congress that this kind of thing wasn't going on. But we also found out that the White House told us today that the White House counsel, the president's lawyer, knew in April, and of course, it's May. So they've known, the White House has known for a month. Obama today claimed that, I just found out Friday. Well, fire your lawyer then. If he's not telling you this is going on and he holds it for a month, he should probably be looking for new work,
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. It's also on your site. It's like what we do here in America Tonight. You're hitting us with everything that's obviously big and current and your take on it and all of that and reasons why. But you also had something that was interesting. You call it Rare Take. And you talk about scientists and this test tube cheeseburger. Are you kidding me? A genetically engineered burger? I didn't even hear about that. What's the scoop on that?
No, it's pretty nuts, and that's part of what we try and do is mix in some of that other kind of interesting stuff with the politics and trying to lighten it up, spice it up a little bit. But these scientists have created basically hamburger meat in a test tube. And, if you were to try and go buy one off of them, it'd cost you, more than to buy a Ferrari or something, $385,000. But, how they've done it, don't ask me. I'm a reporter. I just put the stuff on the site, but it's really kind of amazing.
Yeah, no kidding. I mentioned this at the top that before Rare, you were doing stuff on The Hill, and as somebody who had to cover day in and day out what was happening there, I don't think people realize what it's like to be in the trenches. What was it like for you?
Oh, it can be real, real fast paced. And you work like a dog. And then there are other days where, cause the Congress has this really sweet gig where it starts its work week about 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Tuesday. And then it ends about noon on a Thursday. So in between those times, if you're a reporter, you're working your butt off. And then outside of those times, when Congress decides to take its week-long vacations every 3 or 4 weeks or so, you do get a break. But it's really, really interesting. I think a lot of people would you'd be surprised at how short some of these members of Congress really are. They look a lot taller on television than you're standing there. I'm 5'11", and they're coming up to my chin, and I'm going, oh, shouldn't you be bigger?
I like that. Get them a stool, something. They got to stand up on something. Yeah. All right, another thing that you talked about, which is interesting, and I would agree with you on this because you're in the middle of it. I've been in the middle of the fray for a long time now. And I think we assume that people know more details than they do. And I love what you called this, the depressing poll of the day. Americans know nothing about Benghazi. Wow, is that true?
Surprisingly, it is. And, you know, it's weird because when you're up here, you know, covering stuff, you know, you're just swimming in politics and policy.
Yep.
And all these
Yep.
things. And then you know, and it's always a rude awakening. You go home, you know, like I go home for Christmas or something, and, you know, your parents or your grandparents will ask you, you know, what about this? And you're sitting there going, well, wait, don't you know? And it turns out, no, they don't. And you come to find out that, you know, normal people have, you know, they have lives and jobs and kids and they go to soccer, right? They come home and they go to soccer practice. You know, they were at work all day, you know, doing accounting or sales or whatever it is they do. And then, oh, they've got a ballet recital. Well, they don't have time to read up on, you know, the ins and outs of Benghazi or farm subsidies or all kinds of stuff. And so, you know, it shocks me. But then you sit and think about it and you go, well, wait a minute, you know, what are you going to do with your life? You know, you're going to take your kid to football. You know?
Yeah, exactly. It's tough. It's about, and if you're somebody who's covering politics, like you said, you're so in the fray, and then you have a family. Wow, it's really rough to do that. That's why so many people bail sometimes, even partway through an administration, because they can't believe what they've, you know, what the lack of time and what they go through, especially if they're really entrenched in one of the branches, like whatever, they're doing the White House gig or something. They are there constantly. Here's something that we talk about a lot on America Tonight, and you pointed that out too. Everybody wants to know if news organizations are objective. And I think that's one of the things that you set out to do when you put RARE together. What have you found about objectivity and, let's say, mainstream media?
Well, I mean, I can tell you from having been a journalist, but no, they're not really objective. I mean, it's true objectivity is kind of like it's a unicorn, right? I mean,
yeah.
You know, we can
yeah.
describe what it looks like, but nobody's ever seen one. So it doesn't really exist. No, they're not objective. And most reporters are left of center folks. I mean, some of them are real dyed in the wool liberals and others of them are just your standard, you know, run-of-the-mill Democrat, and I can tell you that from working with them. And that's kind of something that when we put RARE together that we just decided, we're like, look, we're not even going to pretend to be objective. That's not what we're here to do. We're not going to, you know, sit there on our perch and, you know, wag our fingers at everybody else. This is a site for conservatives. This is a site for folks who are red of center. And you know, we're going to be unabashed about that.
Yep. And that's exactly what we said at the top here. Matt Cover, tell everybody to check it out. Go to rare.us. Thanks, and good luck with the site.
Hey, thank you very much for having me.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural anti-parasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Quick reminder, coming up Memorial Day weekend. Hey, that is really the start of the summer big movie season. 40% of all movie profits happen during this window of time, and really these last couple of weeks. So we do our cheap movie reviews heading into the weekend, as you all know, and I always say this, if you see a movie, give us one of your reviews. Send me a couple of lines, americatonight.net, click on contact, and let it flow. If it's good, I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. So I have a quick cheap movie review for you, then we're going to the mailbag. Star Trek Into the Darkness, J.J. Abrams, of course, directed this, it was his whole deal. Did okay, $70.5 million weekend, I guess, total. I saw 3D reluctantly. I might as well just give up. I'm seeing everything 3D now. Because by the time you go to the box office and there's confusion, I say just regular. No, it's always 3D. So it was okay in 3D. I saw it. I actually liked it because I don't want to give away the whole story, but if I'm going to watch a Star Trek thing, who are the best villains? Khan and Klingons, right? So it has Khan and Klingons. And I liked it. The interesting thing is exit polls showed that the audience was 64% male, 35% female. I guess in a way that surprises me. And I wonder what the age is. They say a lot of the age, at least in some of the polls that they take, because how do they know this for sure? But it's not 100%. It's like any poll or any of that kind of stuff. But in the exit polls anyway, they're showing that most of the audience is aged 25 or under. 73%. 73%. I am not 27 years old, so I fall into a unique category. How about that? I don't know. I liked it. I don't think everybody liked it. I saw some scathing reviews on it, that it was a ripoff, and that it was like the sequel to The Wrath of Khan or something. So I don't think everyone was crazy about it. I still say it's gonna make its money at the box office. Maybe not like Iron Man 3, though. Iron Man 3 is comfortably in the top spot and just keeps raking in the dough. I mean, it's crazy the amount of money that this film is grossing overseas and both in the U.S. All right, so without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you very much. Let's see, this one from Joe Lancaster. Hi, Kate Delaney. I enjoy America Tonight. I actually didn't know that you existed, but my neighbor has been listening to your show for a while, told me about it. And I know you were talking about the tornadoes in Texas. It's crazy. It must be tornado season because over the weekend, so many states in the Midwest, including not too far from where I live in Kansas, were victimized by those funnel clouds. When you live in Tornado Alley, you must be aware and you must have a plan. Preferably, you have a storm shelter. So, to all the people who live in the places where you know you can potentially get tornadoes, don't be silly. Make sure you have some kind of strategy because you never know. That's good advice. You never know. It's a tornado. I've said this again and again, and all of you know this. There's not a lot of warning. It's not a lot of warning. It comes down, and that's it. The funnel cloud hits, and I don't care who you are. It's, you know, it's the great equalizer. It doesn't matter if you are made of solid gold or whether you're as poor can be. It's Mother Nature, and it rips up your trailer, your giant mansion, wherever it is that you are. If it hits you and it's big enough, it's certainly going to do some serious damage, without a doubt. Here's another one. This one from Katel. That has to be a snarky nickname. Katel says, pray tell, madam, what are you going to do on Memorial Day weekend? Remember, it is a day to remember the men and women who died while serving our great country in the armed forces. Yep, you know what I do on Memorial Day? Of course, like everybody else, I enjoy it, spend time with family or friends, and I definitely will go to a Memorial Day parade that honors veterans. I usually do that, and we put a flag out at the Boy Scouts do it. It's kind of cool. In my neighborhood, the Boy Scouts come around and they plant a flag. It's a big flag in front of your house, so for a donation to the scouts and whatever. They put them out, and it looks really neat because you'll see rows and rows of flags out front. Of course, my neighbors aren't as participatory. I hate that. So can't they just give a few dollars to the Boy Scouts? So usually a few of us have it, but down in some of the other neighborhoods they have it too. It's whatever you can do to remember anybody who served, of course. Because how many people died while serving? Think of the wars and the loss of life, you know? Gosh, what's the worst? I just read another book on the Civil War, which I just read that Gettysburg book we had the author on. And the things that happened then were just heinous, brother killing brother. And, the blood on the battlefield was, I mean, just, of course, unbelievable, the bloodiest of all. But the things that have happened in modern times, the loss of limbs, and luckily special hospitals in some cases designed to help so many of the vets that come back. There's never enough help and never enough recognition. I hope whatever you do this Memorial Day, you get a chance to spend it with people that you love, and you do remember the people who have kept this country safe for so, so long and sacrificed so much. All right, here's one from Patrick listening to us in Illinois. Hey, Kate, these scandals are just too much for me. I am so tired of politics. I'm so tired of the windbags in Washington. I'm certain that we do have a few good people that serve in Congress, but they must be in the minority. Because why aren't more people demanding answers? The people who represent us, I just don't understand that. Day in and day out, we are pummeled by some believable abuses of power. Well, see, here's the key. I think the key is not so much now, really, even the people that serve. It's getting to the people who represent you. And I'll say this again and again. I have looked at this in hundreds, no kidding, different directions. Talked to lots of people involved in politics on the sidelines, grassroots, got involved because of an issue, had something terrible happen, or got furious, were furious about something that happened, so they got really involved locally and then went on to become involved nationally. And the bottom line is there is power in numbers, power in people. And we're not talking about little tiny protests. We're talking about phone trees where you bombard your representative. Trust me, the more people that bombard them, the more they'll back off something you don't like, the more they will get involved in something that you think there should be a big light that shines down on it. You know, even Obamacare, really, the Affordable Health Care Act was looked like it was going to, and I knew it wouldn't, but it looked like it was on a trajectory to just slam it through. Remember? This was, of course, many years ago, and it was in the summertime, right before the break where this was coming up. Well, of course, then all of a sudden there's conversation. Well, wait a second. What's going to be in this bill? What does this mean to me? What does this mean to my health benefits? And there started to be a demand for town halls. Claire McCaskill was just grilled at a couple of those in Missouri, and so was Arlen Specter, who still had a place at the table in Washington that, of course, later lost it as he was switching parties. But he also got grilled because he didn't have answers for people who just came in and said, look, I'm a single mother. I have a child. I want to know what this is going to do to me. I'm an older couple. What's this going to do to me? Everybody wanted to know, what are you doing to health care? They wanted answers. And so that really started that conversation instead of just letting it kind of slip by. Let's have a vote. Let's argue about it. No. It became very public. And, of course, we unfortunately saw how some things unfolded and how much was stuffed into it now, which is being shredded out of it. But as somebody said to me the other day, that may have been intentional. And in the end, it might not look anything like it looks right now. And the things that infuriate people might not be the same. I'll see about that. I'm just watching the premiums that nobody knew were going to quadruple the way they are. In fact, I had a friend who just had a gallbladder thing. It's really too young for this, but I guess it can happen at any age. Gallstones, had to have a simple operation, and the bill was $155,000. Has insurance, but the insurance only pays 80%. So I think it was like $10,000 she had to pay, somewhere in that neighborhood. And I don't know why, but $10,000. Hopefully you can find $10,000 if you have four kids and you have gallstones, and if you don't get them out and you get gangrene, you're going to die. So, I mean, that's a simple thing. Imagine other serious things that happen to people where they have long stays in the hospital. I mean, we know this. It's so much of it is more about insurance and the regulation and not being able to shop. I think erasing the state lines, which is ridiculous, there would be more competition. And perhaps that would have been better for everybody else. All right, I'm jumping off the soapbox. You can always send me your thoughts, americatonight.net. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's Oxbow, and D-Wade Lucas. Trainer D-Wade Lucas, a 6-win. Gary Stevens, 3 Preaknesses. And he won by 3 from It's My Lucky Day in My Luden Orb. And Golden Sense in Departing, and We'll Take Charge, Governor Charlie, and Titletown 5.
Black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hope?
Ain't that a kick in the head? This time around, once again, new Triple Crown winner, Kate Delaney, hitting that final stretch here on America Tonight. You know, I like the whole horse racing thing, and I didn't have a feeling that we were going to see Orb be there in the end. Of course, Orb did come in fourth, but Oxbow, 15-1 odds, Preakness winner. So that's the second leg of what we call the Triple Crown in Baltimore. It takes place. It's a very fun race to go and watch. Next time, the next race will be in New York at the Belmont, but no chance of any horse winning all three, since Orb did not win this one. Oxbow, if you would put down a bet, a $2 bet, 15-1 odds, do the math, $32.80 to win, and then the rest from there, $12, $6.80 after that. It's My Lucky Day. I know a lot of people that like this horse second, and My Loot came in third. So, of course, just a quick little lesson here, although this audience gets it. What is trifecta? Because we do our trifecta challenges and whatever. Of course, first, second, and third. So the trifecta. trifecta if you had had the trifecta, which would have been Preakness results would have been 6, 9, and 5, because you go by the numbers of the horses, would have paid you over $2,000 for a $2 bet. It's kind of like the lottery. You're saying you plunk down $2, and hey, maybe you pick the right numbers, and you win a gazillion dollars. Well, you wouldn't win a gazillion, but you'd have $2,000 based on just two, so that's a pretty good return. Of course, none of this is easy. There's even a thing called a super high five, and there you have to pick, of course, five horses. So if you had had 6, 9, 5, 1, and 2, for $2, if you put $2 down on that, and of course it costs more than 2 because you have to multiply that, but it would have been 32, same with the trifecta, it would have been $32,187.80. Pretty nice, right? It's not so easy, though. It really is. I guess it's like playing the lottery numbers. So, in the meantime, you know what? And I know this is a little bit of sports shorts for you as we're kind of maneuvering toward the end of this hour. But we have hockey playoffs. I guarantee there's at least five people in this audience that like hockey. I'm one, Matt's two, and we're not even in the audience. And there's at least three of you out there that are into hockey. Matt's probably already taken off for a soda, but if he hasn't, he is always watching hockey. The Senators beat the Penguins in the second overtime. You had the Sharks winning game three in overtime. And you had the Bruins pounding the Rangers with a big win game two. So there was some interesting hockey where, you know, in hockey, it's that the thrill at the end where, you know, like Ottawa in overtime beating Pittsburgh 2-1, that overtime is fun to watch. To me, that's the money time. If you don't know anything about hockey and you think it's boring, you don't understand it, and you actually, somebody gives you tickets and you go to a game, if you're sitting there and it comes down to overtime, comes down to sudden death, there is nothing like it. I mean, to me, it's exciting. It's electric, especially if you're somewhere close. You know, if you're close to the down low by the ice, really, really exciting stuff. All right, the thing that so many of you wanted to talk about and so many of you sent for the past week, you know, tons of email, because we never get to all the email, but the tons of you sent email about the various scandals. We call them scandals, we just lump them up into scandals, but AP, IRS, Benghazi, even the military stuff, a lot of you throwing in on that and asking me. And I said this last week, we had a show where I said, rank the scandals. What do you think is the absolute worst? What is the second? And what's the third worst? Well, most of you really thought Benghazi was at least number two. And many of you put the AP scandal as three. But I think the AP scandal is higher than that, because what you know in wherever it is you live, a lot of that, where are you finding that out? You're finding it out through radio shows, maybe the newspaper still, the internet, whatever. Somebody has to have sources. Somebody has to squawk. Somebody has to tell you something that you don't know. Sources take time to develop, and sources will dry up when they know there's a chance that they're identified as the leak and they get the axe, or they, worse, could go to jail, whatever it might be. So I think the AP's CEO was correct when he says, you know, this is killing sources. Nobody wants to talk after what's happened with our phone records. It's been a nightmare. Of course it's been a nightmare. And it is unconstitutional to seize those phone records. And it's going to hurt the Associated Press. And the Associated Press still has a lot of resources where they have reporters all over the world and all over the country. A lot of times things will break first through the AP, especially when you're talking about the government, somebody who's just wore out the shoe leather covering Washington in from Congress to the White House to wherever. So this whole idea of this harassment, to me, is very, very costly to all of us, to Americans in general. I mean, you can tell that people really don't want to talk because they get spooked. And once they get spooked, that's it. Think of the scandals in Washington that have broken. Who broke those stories wide open? You know, think of Watergate. Woodward and Bernstein, their careers made on that. But the fact is, there was Deep Throat. No Deep Throat, maybe no story. Because that certainly wasn't cocktail conversation. There started to be rumors about it, but nobody had that nailed down. And somebody, eventually somebody talked, as you know, and, you know, the whole idea of what happened with Watergate wouldn't have even come out. There wouldn't have been the Watergate hearings. That wouldn't have been the end of Nixon's second term. And, you know, it was Mark Felt. Deep Throat was revealed to be a former FBI associate director, a guy named Mark Felt. So if Mark Felt hadn't been Deep Throat, hadn't have talked, wasn't the source, then that story probably doesn't get reported. Maybe somebody else trips onto it, but you had to have those sources, especially then, because they wouldn't have just let them. It's not like blogging. Just blog about it, and maybe just throw it out there that you heard something or rumors, or, you know, there's this weird thing that's happening now, or sometimes stories actually are even broken that way. But before, that wouldn't have happened, because you got to think about when that took place in the 70s, 1972. So the AP story is, to me, more than troubling. Going through the phone records is something that can't happen. You'll have less and less credible sources, less people that want to talk about what they know, because they're outraged and they think it should be uncovered, and that's the kind of world we're going to live in, and we don't want that. I don't want it. You don't want it. You don't want state-run radio or newspapers. Now, of course, that's the extreme edge. I'm not saying it comes to that, but I'm saying that you'll just get force-fed whatever the quotes news is. So it was a terrible political week for the Obama administration, no doubt about it, between the AP subpoena stuff, the IRS, and of course Benghazi still lingering. So the thing that's interesting is the president, according to the approval ratings, which I think we'll see what happens in the next couple of months, but right now, according to the approval ratings, if you look at one of the latest polls that CNN Ork did, check this number out. It was conducted Friday and Saturday. 53% of Americans say they approve of the job the president is doing. 45% say they disapprove. Go figure.
Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.